Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention to your breath, the exhalation and inhalation. The ebbing and the flow. The contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "'Tis the Spirit of God that has made me. "'Tis the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." In the awareness of this truth, let us be conscious as we take the next three deep breaths that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing breath of the source of all that is. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, expand the rib cage. Then breathe in the breath of life. Hold. As we take our next breath, let us be intentional that for the next 9 or so minutes, we are going to be present as we consciously commune with the source of being. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us bring our attention into our heart space, into the cave, the sanctuary of our soul. Inhale. Hold. This morning, I'm reading Psalm 86 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness, Nancy Merrill. Give ear to my cry, O Comforter, and answer me, for I'm sorely in need of you. Awaken new life in me as I yearn to do your will. Dispel the ignorance of my ways as I put my trust in you. You are the Beloved. Be gracious to me, heart of my heart, for with you I would walk all day. My soul is uplifted as I abandon myself into your hands. For you are kind and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you. Give ear to my prayer, compassionate one. Listen to my heartfelt plea. In the time of trouble, I dare to call upon you, for you hear the cry of those in need. No one is like you, O Mighty One. All of creation belongs to you. All of the nations are under your authority, and one day they will acknowledge and reverence you. They will give praise to your sacred name, for you are great. We are awed by the wonders of your world. You alone are most high. Teach me your ways, mighty counselor, that I may walk in truth Write my name above your heart. I give you thanks, O beloved, with my whole being. Oh, that I might radiate your light forever. Great is your steadfast love towards those who call upon you. You deliver their souls from the depths of despair. O beloved, numerous fears rise up within me. Like an army, they seek to overwhelm me, and they would keep me in darkness. Yet you are merciful and gracious, ready to forgive and ever abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Be present to me and receive my prayers. Imbue me with strength and help me to release each fear. Put forth your light into my soul, that all that is hidden in darkness may come forth into awareness. For you, O beloved, are my Redeemer and my Comforter. Heart of my heart, life of my life, whose spirit energizes, renews, restores, replenishes, in whom we are living, moving, and having our being. As we consciously come into this awareness, surrendering all our ego identifications, surrendering anything and everything that makes us feel we are not enough, that we do not have the adequate skills, that somehow it is too much. Let us come back into the remembrance of who we are and whose we are. We are yours. We are imbued with all that you are. Our teacher said, when you see me, you've seen the Father. A great reminder that we are you in expression. Your life not only quickens, enlivens, renews, and restores, but is the life of our very life. Your spirit is our spirit. And so when we take our attention and focus away from our humanity to remember our divinity, we know we can do all things through your spirit within that strengthens us. Light of our light, life of our life, heart of our heart, spirit of our spirit. You know the needs of each and every one of us here present, as well as the needs of all of your people. Those who are in war-torn areas, those who are suffering droughts and disasters, those who are preparing for hurricanes and floods right now. When my heart feels overwhelmed with the need of the world, I surrender it to you, knowing that you know what to do for every situation, for every condition, for every person, for every life that exists. And I rest in peace in this truth. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is. As we are here in your presence at this time, enliven us anew. Restore and replenish our energy, our life force, our every need. You alone know what each and individual needs are. And so I just rest in this awareness that right where I am, you are doing the perfect work in and through me. That right where each and every one is, you are doing a perfect work in and through them. Right where we are, your life force is energizing, is renewing, is restoring us. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, where there are no words left to say, I know you know what each heart needs. And in this awareness, in this truth, I say thank you for your infinite grace, your eternal blessings, and your endless mercies. so it is. Together we all say Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Take a deep breath in. And as we say our prayer of intention, I am the light of God.
I am the light of
God.
I am
the light of God.
Within and without.
Within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God.
I am the love of God.
Within and without.
Within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God.
I am the power of God.
I am the power of God.
Within and without.
Within and without.
And without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God.
I am the presence of God.
Within and without.
Within
and without.
Eternal and unceasing.
Eternal and unceasing.
Breathe in. And so it is. And so, my beloveds, I look forward to joining you on Sunday for Reving Sunday Soul Connection. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you.